The next step is the invitation. And this is a distinction that 99.9% of the new people that join our business miss. Invite them to look at the business, not to join the business. You have to understand what invitation means. We're not asking them to join Ambit Energy. Most of y'all are inviting people to join at the point that they haven't looked at the business presentation. We're not inviting them to join. We're inviting them to look. Now, you can go to topambitleaders.com, click on training, and then click on conference calls, or the Sunday night conference calls, and there are several conference calls on there that deal with inviting. Let's take a look at invitation. What are we asking them to do? We're asking them to look at our website, or we're asking them to look for the DVD and the Success From Home magazine. So we got the Success From Home magazine, it's got the DVD in it. Okay, so at point of invitation, I'm distributing this, and I'm asking them to look at the DVD. Or if I'm doing it on the phone, I'm asking them to look at Energy 526 website. You could ask them for a face-to-face meeting. These are the things that you're asking them to do. Look at a website, look at a DVD, meet with me face-to-face, and you're going to ask them three questions. How many people do you know use electricity or natural gas? Of those people, how many people would like to save or possibly get it for free? Those are two rhetorical questions, right? And then the third question, you can ask it any way you want to ask it, but how would you like to earn a residual income, potentially thousands of dollars in bonuses by referring people to this program? I'm going to do a role play with you, with Mary, okay, because inviting is important. So I've got Mary on the phone. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure Mary can give me her undivided attention for 5 minutes. Okay. Hey, Mary, it's Brian. How you doing? Great. Fantastic. Hey, have you got 5 minutes? Yeah, I got 5 minutes. No, I'm serious. They need to see a different wiggle in your walk. It's not the same old Brian calling up his good friend Mary. No, I'm serious, Mary. Are the kids in a place where they're not going to interrupt you? I need five. This is really important. So she's got to understand that this is a different type of phone call than the normal phone call that I make to her. This is really important. I need 5 minutes of your undivided time because this could be huge for you and your family. Well, now I've got her curiosity up, right? I mean, she's kind of doing this head tilt thing. Oh, okay. Well, no, I got 5 minutes. What is it? Well, Mary, and this is the way I do it. So what I'm telling you is these are not scripts. So this is the way I do it, and you need to do it the way that's most comfortable for you. So I'm gonna say something to Mary. I'm going to say, Mary, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. The first couple of questions are rhetorical questions, but I want you to bear with me because I'm going somewhere with it. How many people do you know that live here in Dallas that use electricity in their homes? Of course, in Texas, you're talking about electricity. If you're up north, you're talking electricity and natural gas. Use electricity in their homes. She's going to say everybody and kind of chuckle. Of those people, how many people, if nothing changed, would like to save money or possibly even get it for free? She said she'll say everybody. And then this is how I do number three. I'll say, well, Mary, it's kind of like this. Every time somebody throws a light switch, runs their air conditioner, watches TV, or turns on their computer, or uses electricity, any time, at any moment, next month, next year, 5 years from now, 50 years from now, without changing anything they're doing now and saving a substantial amount of money, you and I could make money. Really? Yeah, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year, you and I could make money. If that statement were true, would it be worth 25 minutes of your time to look at a couple of videos on the internet? I'm trying to get her to take a look. My end goal of the invitation is not to get her to join. Less is more. I'm telling her as little as possible. And my only goal is to get an affirmative, yes, I'll look at the videos. So if it's my best friend, I'm calling up my best friend. Hey, John, it's Brian. Hey, great. You got a couple minutes? Yeah, I got a couple minutes. Hey, look, I need you to do me a personal favor. I need your opinion on something. This is really, really important to Betsy and I. You know, we were worried. I told y'all we were worried about the college fund. I think I have a solution for it. I need to get your opinion on something. Would you do me a favor and get in front of your computer right now? Well, sure. I want you to go to www.energy526.com. Okay, yeah, I got it. I want you to push that play button right now. It's going to take you about 25 minutes. Don't let anything interrupt you. Don't, you know, just stay on top of it. Watch this video. And as soon as it's over, call me back or I'll call you back in 25 minutes. I'm saying as little as possible because I know my best friend will do that for me and he'll sit there and watch the video, right? Now, somebody that was a fellow parent and a ball club that our kids played on 2 years ago, I'm going to have to give him a little bit more information, right? But I'm going to say as little as possible and get them to look at that video. My only purpose of the invitation is to get them to look at the video. So here's the invitation. Here's the presentation. 99.9% of the people that join this business collapse the invitation into the presentation, which is the next step. How many people are guilty of that? Okay. My hand went up too. Okay. You're starting to talk about Jerry Thompson. You're starting to talk about deregulation. You're starting to talk about, you know, if you get two customers in your first 28 days, you get 100 and I get 100. You're starting to talk about, you know, how big the marketplace is. Or you're starting to go into all those elements that are in the business presentation at the point of invitation. And the only thing you're asking them to do is to take a look. So my friend Mary says, yes, I'll take a look. What is it that you've asked Mary for is the most valuable asset she has, which is some of her time. So you've got to salt the oats or she's never going to give you the time. So you're going to set up an appointment and an agreement as to when she's going to look at it. So you're going to say, Mary, when can you take a look at it? Well, let's see, today's Saturday. I got stuff going on with the kids. Tomorrow I got church and I got to get ready for work. And let's just say probably Monday night. Folks, you got to collapse that time frame to like now, okay? On the outside, 24 hours. But you got to get Mary looking at that video now or she's never going to look at it. So after you get an affirmative, yes, I'll look at it, then what you're going to do is salt her oats, okay? So you're going to get her thirsting to go and look at it. And the way I'm going to do that is I'm going to say, Mary, where are you sitting right now? Well, I'm in my living room. Well, Mary, I want you to look around and everything you can see with your eyes right now, tell me what's on. Well, the projector's on, the camera's on, the computer's on, the lights are on, the ceiling fan's on, the TV's on. Okay, Mary, let me ask you, is your air conditioner on? Yeah. Is your refrigerator plugged in? Yeah. Your alarm clock's plugged in? Yeah. So I'm going to take her through some other things. Say, so Mary, can we agree that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year, you're burning electricity next month, next year, 5 years from now, 20 years from now? She'll say yes. So, Mary, let me ask you another question then. What if we could make a nickel off every single car that went through every single toll road in the whole entire state of Texas? How fast would you go look at that video? I'd go look at it right away. Well, Mary, we're not talking about making nickels here. We're talking about making quarters and dollars every single time somebody flicks on a light switch, leaves their refrigerator plugs in, and runs their air conditioner. And we're not talking about one time going through a toll road. We're talking about making that money 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year, year after year after year. In other words, Mary, it'd be like that car going through that toll booth, backing up, going through the toll booth, backing up and going through the toll booth, and backing up and going through the toll booth, and backing up and going through the toll booth, and backing up and going through the toll booth for the next 20 years. But instead of a nickel every time, we're making a quarter every time. So what am I doing? I'm getting Mary excited. And have I given Mary the website yet? No. So what I say is, Mary, how close are you to your computer? Well, it's in the other room. Go get in front of your computer. Let me give you this website. So now I've taken next Monday, and I've gotten Mary in front of her computer. Okay, pull up a browser. Okay, type in www.energy526. What do you see? Now, why do I ask her, what do you see? Because I want to make sure she's looking at it. She doesn't know what that website's supposed to be. So if she's giving me a story, she's in front of her computer, I'm going to out her real quick, right? So, yeah, I see the player. What do you see off to the right? Well, I see your name and telephone number. Now I know she's on the website. Okay, what you see the big arrow in the middle of the player? I don't want you to do it right now, but I want you to give that computer screen your undivided attention for 20 to 25 minutes. And as soon as that video is over, I want you to call me back. Okay, all right, I'll do that. Because Mary, what you're going to see on that video is quarters and dollars every time somebody's throwing a light switch or leaving their refrigerator plugged in. Well, now she's excited. She's in a whole different frame of mind to receive that information, right? And she hits play, and then 25 minutes later, I'm calling her back. So what I've done is I've gone from the invitation to the presentation.